Hello?
Hi.
I am calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. We would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, great. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. What is your age, please?
23.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. And just want to confirm, you said 23, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Would you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
Probably 7.
7, all right. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Do you disapprove strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
In the middle. Don't approve or disapprove.
You know, the middle ones I have would be somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove. Would you pick any of them?
Somewhat. I'll say somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, okay. Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I'd like you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Right, 10 is the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all to you. You can use any number. So, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
7.
All right. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
8.
All right. Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
8.
All right. Banning assault weapons.
8-2.
Okay, protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
5.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, addressing immigration and border security.
Could you repeat that?
Yeah, addressing immigration and border security.
3.
Improving K through 12 education.
5.
5. protecting voting rights and democracy.
Six.
Okay. Banning TikTok.
Zero.
Zero, okay. Do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. You answer that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
I will still vote.
You'll still vote. Okay. All right. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, the complete opposite, right? Mm-hmm. Very cold and favorable. 50 is neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Oh, and if you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can tell me that. Starting with Joe Biden.
20.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
40.
Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Charlemagne the God.
Unsure of who that is.
You don't know? Okay, no problem. Mark Zuckerberg.
50.
50? Okay.
Yeah.
Then we have TikTok.
TikTok?
Yeah, TikTok. Yeah.
I'm favorable. 60.
60, okay. And we have Cory Booker.
Cory Booker. Don't know who that is.
Don't know, okay. YouTube.
70.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
0.
0, okay. X, formerly known as Twitter.
10.
10. And Cornel West.
Unsure who that is.
Okay. Give me just a second. Just want to let you know we're almost going to be done. I really appreciate your patience and participation so far. So quickly moving on, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. Generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
My biggest concerns are women's reproductive rights and gun laws in America, so I will vote Democrat.
I'm sorry, women reproductive rights and what else? What was the second one?
Gun laws.
I'm so sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you. You said gun laws?
Yes.
Gun laws. Okay. So your biggest concerns are women reproductive rights and gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Appreciate your patience. Changing gears now, mm-hmm. we want to ask a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about an artificial intelligence, or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much.
Not much, okay. Generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence, or AI, is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society, or more of a threat?
benefit.
Okay, would you say somewhat more of a benefit or much more?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
More.
More regulated. Okay. Thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? YouTube, Instagram, Google, TikTok, Facebook, or Meta, or X, formerly known as Twitter, or video games?
Google.
Google, okay. Switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? X, formerly known as Twitter, do you use it multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, or not at all?
Less than once a month.
Less than once. Okay, we have the same options for the other ones too. YouTube's the next one.
Multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day?
Yep.
Okay. Facebook?
Less than once a month.
Less than once. Okay. Instagram?
Once a day.
Okay. And TikTok?
More than one time a day.
Okay. And as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? I'll read you a list. Learning about businesses and products, learning new skills, connecting with people who share your views and values, watching entertaining content, accessing unfiltered news and information, or organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your community.
Watching entertaining content.
Entertaining. Okay. We're almost done, so thank you again. Moving on, I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Here's the first one. TikTok keeps its users' data secure. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Probably somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. TikTok plays a positive role on society.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree. Somewhat.
Strongly. Somewhat? Okay. Meta somewhat. Keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Meta plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. X or Twitter plays a positive role on society.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Have you recently seen, read, or heard anything about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes.
Okay, you heard a lot or just a little?
Yeah, just a little.
Okay. Next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. Mm-hmm. if its parent company doesn't divest mm-hmm. from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you mm-hmm. support or oppose this law?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. Generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
No.
Does that mean they're much more likely to vote for them or not?
Doesn't change my likeliness of voting.
Okay. Okay. What do you think was Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? I can read you a list. Go ahead.
I was saying data privacy concerns.
Data privacy concerns. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I have an option. Now, generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? National evening network TVs? Yeah, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? National evening network TV news, like ABC, CBS, NBC, social media, like Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, music or entertainment sites. I'll just read you the list and you tell me which ones. Print newspapers, local TV news, news websites or apps, talk or news radio, cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or YouTube or none of the
above. News websites, sorry.
News websites. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
No worries. The last questions are for statistical purposes only. So what's the last year of schooling you have completed?
I was in school until – I was in my senior year of college up until a couple months ago.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. All right. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your help.
Okay.
Thanks for your patience.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.